This is Engage. I'm Sharon Stone with a story that's a little lighter than the usual news cycle.
It's late on a Thursday evening, and nearly 50 members of Orlando Roller Derby are suiting up in the foyer of the Barnett Park Gymnasium in Pine Hills. This is practice. The team, which is comprised of about 48 women and 8 men, is preparing for a game in 2 days. The Rocket City Roller Derby are driving down from Huntsville, Alabama, to challenge the Sunblockers, Orlando Roller Derby's B team. The gym floor has 2 large concentric ovals marked off with bright orange duct tape. Players gather along the walls, tightening their skates and adjusting their pads. The club is divided into a travel team, a B team, and 2 non-league squads, and a development team. Kimberly Jean Valerio was born and raised in Orlando. She's a lifer. She skates as Koo Velvet. Valerio grew up watching roller derby on TV in the 70s. Like many kids of that decade, she loved to roller skate.
I grew up in the roller skating rink from the time I was like 3 or 4 years old. And then I went into figures, dance, and freestyle, and speed skating competitions. So that ended around when I was about 17 years old.
It wasn't until much later that she considered applying her skating skills to the derby. Valerio works at the Hard Rock Cafe in Orlando. She's been there for 36 years. She answered an ad in the Orlando Weekly looking for people to join a roller derby club in DeLand.
I asked a friend about it, and I thought I was too old because I was 40 at the time. And she said, "You're not too old if you can skate." So I went and I made the team. And I was there for 3 years. And then I said, "Why are we driving almost an hour up and back? And why isn't there an Orlando League?" Also, I had a vision for a league that I wanted to create, and that would be, we accept everybody, race, gender. You can skate or not skate, we'll teach you. It's going to be skater run, and I wanted it to be a safe place for people and to uplift women. And so I took out the ad in the Orlando Weekly, and 50 girls showed up, and now we're 90 strong.
The rules of roller derby are simple, though nuanced. One skater, called a jammer, from each team will try to skate past the opposing team, gathering points for each player they pass. Teams have to protect their jammers while trying to prevent the opposing player from scoring points. It's kind of like playing a football game on offense and defense at the same time, but on roller skates. And between the hitting and the skating on the gym surface, there is a lot of falling. Erica Leon skates under the name Reflux. She's lived in the Mills 50 district for 10 years. The 42-year-old industrial engineer describes her first derby.
I fell a lot. I was really excited. We have a recruitment programs in derby where you learn to skate again because I hadn't skated since maybe middle school, and I was in my mid-20s around the time. And so it's like relearning all over again.
Is that a common experience for most of the participants?
Yeah, it can vary. Some people maybe, you know, continue skating and then end up getting into derby or come from other roller sports. But it's probably more common that, you know, your last time skating was at birthday parties growing up.
While some of the team members are there as skating enthusiasts, others are in it for the action. Piper Kelly lives in Brevard County. She's another lifer, a graduate of Merritt Island High, and she has no illusions about why she joined roller derby.
So I can dress like an idiot and play a full contact sport on roller skates, like say less, you know. And I'm a special needs mom, so full contact, like,
2 minutes.
I can hit people and not get arrested.
It's cathartic.
Yeah, very cathartic, great outlet, super fun, and kind of silly, but still, you know, like, you get a persona being a roller derby player, which is really cool.
Tell me about your persona.
My derby name is Super Pie, and my number is 314, because my name is Piper. My nickname was Pie as a kid, so I was just kind of how it translated. And, you know, when you're a little terrified when you first start. You kind of stand there in your like power pose, and I'm like, super Pi. I'm not Piper right now. I'm Pi.
Your power is infinite like Pi.
Yes, yes, exactly. I didn't even throw that out there. I need to put that on a sticker.
For most skaters, the first game is very intimidating. Kelly describes how she turned her nervous energy into aggression at her first derby.
We were playing against Bogota, Colombia, and they were a lot shorter, and I'm a jammer, and she was facing me chest to chest, which from your neck down is all legal target zone. So I went for it, and I was told later I took her head off, so I did get a high block. I laid her out really bad, but I was excited. I went for it. It was not legal, so I had to, you know, dial that in a little better.
After 2 hours of intense workouts and scrimmage, the team breaks into squads to discuss strategies for the meet that is less than 48 hours away. Matthew Rensberry is the team's coach. They call him the Roller Sheriff. He backed into roller derby when a friend asked him to officiate a game. When Orlando Roller Derby found themselves without a coach, the former college basketball player volunteered. The team takes players of all skill levels, but Rensberry is looking for something specific for his travel team.
We work on skating skills. We definitely need people to be competent on skates, and they need to be competent to hit and take a hit safely. We also look for what we call the derby IQ. That's understanding the rules, but not just the rules, how the game is supposed to be played or is expected to be played. So many of the rules have a subjective component, which we call impact. So if you're touching someone with your forearm and not making a dent on their progress on the track, that's not impact, so there's no penalty there. But if you do impede someone's progress with a forearm, then that can be a forearm penalty. So there's some levels of understanding of how the game should be played. And so we call that derby IQ, understanding how that translates.
Okay, perfect.
So,
if you want to practice then, so normally you would call off the time at 2 minutes, but for this case we're doing it at a minute 30.
Hey, remember, pick it up.
The following Saturday morning, Orlando Roller Derby gathered at the Silver Star Recreation Center in West Orlando. Nearly 100 spectators were in attendance, and as the Rocket City Rollers were setting up on the visitors' bench, the PA pops up with introductions.
And they're close because they are the Sun Blockers of Orlando Roller Derby. With number 10, Winsley Adams. 10-17, Gypsy Ruff Lee. 15, Bambina. 16, a Sterling Siren.
Once the derby begins, the crowd goes nuts. The action is fast-paced, and the hits are hard. Every player that crashes to the ground draws emphatic cheers. Hey! 2 hours of derby, and the women are bruised, exhausted, and eager to go party with their opponents. After all the skating, blocking, slamming, and cathartic hitting, what Orlando Derby really does is bring people together.
Power, power, wheels, stretch.
Help your jammer, yo. Remember, get
stretch
low, wheels, get
go,
low.
Wheels, go, back.
Engage is a production of Central Florida Public Media. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss an episode. Richard Copeland is our senior producer. I'm Sharon Stone. You can reach us anytime with questions, comments, or story ideas. Send an email to engage@cfpublic.org. Thanks for listening.